helping you to do the ordinary in an extraordinary way. This is St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Employment opportunities to become an insurance agent and information about their flexible premium life insurance plans are available at relevantradio.com/forester. Well, Pope Francis is in Panama, as you're aware. We are just happy to have Father Sergio and Father John with us to hear how their experience has been going. And it's not a surprise, then, that Pope Francis, in his time there, is spending a particular amount of effort talking about the youth. In fact, he made some comments to the bishops of Central America who gathered with him, and I want to share with you some of his advice to the bishops, which I'll get to in just a moment. But before that, I want to share. He mentioned to them a comment about young people. He said, "Young people have been orphaned by a culture and a society which do not prioritize people and the common good." He said, "This results in people, young people, without families or homes, without a community, without a sense of belonging." Interesting to me, that perspective, orphaned not only by the brokenness of their parents, not only by the woundedness of the people around them, which to a certain extent we all have experienced, right? All of our parents are imperfect, and so we suffer because of that. But hopefully our parents work harder at virtue than they do at vice, and we eventually, by God's grace, we can still contribute to the world and find happiness, right? But it is interesting to me that it's society and culture that has orphaned young people, according to Pope Francis. That in fact, the world is leaving young people behind. Wow, I mean, this is really true. When you look at how the values that the world tries to embrace, when you look at the movements that are happening in the world, for example, just when it comes to movements of life and movements of marriage and family, when they're so contrary to God's plan for life and marriage and family, by our culture pushing that on young people, it's leaving them completely abandoned with this set of values that is never going to lead them to happiness, never going to lead them to fulfillment. And so they're just not realizing, right? They're not realizing even what they're missing sometimes. And since people are not prioritized in our society, and you and I know this just from the woundedness that exists in our own world, then the young people are the ones who suffer. Without community, without a sense of belonging even. I mean, this could be also said of older people, of people who have been living in the world for any length of time in a world of sin. We've oftentimes been orphaned by society and culture, but probably it's happening to a degree that we haven't seen before. And there's one particular form of abandonment that I think Pope Francis brought out by a visit that he made today to young people in a prison in Panama. He went to hear confessions from 12 prisoners inside of a youth prison. And he said that God does not look at labels and prison terms, but at his sons and daughters, he said. And he said, "The joy and hope of every Christian, of all of us, and the Pope too," he said, "comes from having experienced this approach of God, who looks at us and says, 'You are part of my family, and I cannot leave you out in the cold. I cannot lose you along the way. I am here at your side,'" he said. The Pope was at Las Garzas de Pacora Juvenile Detention Center, which is about 30 miles outside of Panama City. To me, this was a powerful witness. Pope Francis often will visit prisoners. He does that, of course, because of the gospel mandate. But here's an opportunity also to shed light on some of the young people who have really been abandoned by society, some of the young people who have been orphaned by our culture and the world. And I know, yes, it's true, some of them probably did some things that deserve imprisonment, and some of them probably need to be rehabilitated to a serious degree. But I think what Pope Francis is drawing attention to is that the source of so much of the young people's violence and crime that we see is because, largely in part, of the fact they've been orphaned and abandoned by others, by families, by society, by their communities, by the world themselves. So I guess it's just a reminder to me of how there are many young people, besides the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of youth who have descended upon Panama City and are gathering in joyful celebration of our faith and of the work that Jesus has done for me and for you. There are many young people around the world who are still very much alone and very much abandoned. There are still young people who are imprisoned, incarcerated, and struggle to find that hope and that joy that every Christian is called to have. So let's continue in prayer for all young people around the world. But before we finish up today, I want to talk about some words that Pope Francis had, not for the youth, but for the leaders of the church in various countries of Central America. He gathered with them in order to encourage them, and this was yesterday. He gathered with them in order to challenge them as well. I don't know if you're aware of this, that usually when Pope Francis travels on international trips, he will make a visit with the local bishops. And usually what happens is it's not so much a photo op. It's not so much where he gives them warm, kind, encouraging words. It's very oftentimes a challenge and a difficult experience for the bishops. This happened in Brazil. It's happened many times, right? It's happened many times in his different international travels. And in this case, he shared some important words that I feel myself are probably not intended only for the bishops in Central America. Pope Francis said this. He said, "It is important, brothers, that we not be afraid to draw near and touch the wounds of our people, which are our wounds too, and to do this in the same way that the Lord himself does. A pastor," Pope Francis says, continuing, "cannot stand aloof from the sufferings of his people. We can even say that the heart of a pastor is measured by his ability to be moved by the many lives that are hurting or threatened." The world has suffered, and these are Father Matthew's words now. The world has suffered from Christians, including priests and bishops, who have become aloof in the world, who have been living in ivory towers or apart from society, disconnected from the world. And by this, I don't mean to take the place of Jesus as judge of other peoples. I think all bishops would probably agree with this, that the church has suffered and suffered grievously in recent decades and recent centuries when we are separating ourselves from God's holy people and when we're living apart from the woundedness of those who need an encounter with the Good Shepherd but can only have that through the shepherds that Jesus has charged with continuing his mission. I have a feeling, you know, that the crisis that we're experiencing in the church, a crisis of credibility, a crisis of cover-up, a crisis of even abuse at the hands of some inside of the church, will be resolved when there is better accountability. And yes, I hope will be alleviated when bishops are fulfilling their responsibility and serving well the people of God. But I think that happens when bishops also are not standing aloof, as Pope Francis said. And again, I'm not trying to pick on particular bishops here, because that's not for me to say, right? But I do think that there is an important call. And I can say that I'm looking at this not only for bishops, but for myself, how easy it is, right, for us to take our Catholic faith, to build walls around us, and to not reach out to those who are suffering, who are wounded in the world. Yes, bishops can fall into that trap, but priests can too, and lay people can too. I think it's a challenge maybe to all of us that the suffering of others should impact our lives and our responsibilities, the way that we respond to the world, right? You and I hopefully will be in touch with the great woundedness that exists in the world and recognize how we can be close to people who need to hear a good word, people who need to hear the truth, people who need to know that Jesus loves them, that Jesus is their good shepherd. And even when there is woundedness here on this earth, we can find happiness and joy when we are united with Jesus himself. Okay, I hope by the way, before I give you my final blessing, if you're at the Walk for Life in San Francisco tomorrow, I hope you'll look me up. I'm really excited to be there. So pray for me if you're not, but pray for all of those who are marching. And if you're there, then I hope you and I can meet together. Until Monday, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.